From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The New York Yankees are World Series champions for the 27th time. The Yankees have taken the crown from the defending champion, Philadelphia Phillies, 4-2. They've just beaten the Phillies in Game 6 by a score of 7-3. The Yankees owe the victory in large part to designated hitter Hideki Matsui, who drove in 6 runs to tie the record for most RBIs in a World Series game. The Obama administration is preparing to hand out billions of dollars in education grants in the next few months to encourage what it calls a race to the top by the nation's schools. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama talked up the grant program during a visit to Madison, Wisconsin's Wright Middle School. It's been recognized as an exemplary school, even though 4 in 10 Wright students are non-native English speakers. Mr. Obama said that kind of educational achievement is key to the nation's long-term economic revival and worth billions of dollars in federal encouragement.
If you're willing to hold yourselves more accountable, and if you develop a strong plan to improve the quality of education in your state, then we'll offer you a big grant to help you make that plan a reality.
In order to qualify for the grant money, schools may have to use students' test scores to grade their teachers. Wisconsin had outlawed that kind of teacher evaluation, but lawmakers are prepared to change the law with an eye on the federal grants. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
There has been a suspected U.S. missile strike in Pakistan's North Waziristan tribal region. Pakistani intelligence officials say a drone aircraft fired 2 missiles that resulted in the deaths of 2 alleged militants. A conflicting report from the Associated Press, quoting a local tribesman, says the house that was attacked may have been empty at the time. The State Department says it is disappointed by the conviction of 23 Americans by an Italian court. The Americans have been convicted in absentia for the first ever criminal trial contesting the CIA practice of extraordinary rendition. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Milan.
Judge Oscar Maggi handed down the ruling in what is seen as a landmark case against the Bush administration's anti-terrorism policies. The defendants were accused of kidnapping an Egyptian cleric who says he was taken to Cairo and tortured in prison. Former Milan CIA station chief Robert Selden Lady was given the stiffest sentence, 8 years in prison. 22 other Americans were sentenced to 5 years. But the judge cited diplomatic immunity in his acquittal of the 3 other American defendants, including the former Rome CIA station chief Jeff Castelli. The case had been seriously obstructed by successive Italian governments, which raised the issue of state secrecy. Judge Maggi acquitted the 2 top Italian defendants, citing the Constitutional Court's ban on the use of some evidence as classified. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Milan.
Stocks ended mixed today. The Dow rose 30 points. The S&P added a point, but the Nasdaq fell 2. This is NPR News. Forecasters are watching Tropical Storm Ida. Ida is strengthening in the Caribbean off the coast of Nicaragua and is threatening to become a hurricane before it makes landfall. Ida is already dumping rain on northern Nicaragua, and Dave Roberts with the National Hurricane Center in Miami says the rain could cause problems.
The rainfall accumulations, particularly in the higher elevations, is going to be a problem. That could be possibly up to 20 inches in some areas of Nicaragua. And as it moves further north near the Honduran border, you're looking at possibly even up to 25 inches.
The Hurricane Center says the rains could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. It's set to hit land in a few hours. Scientists have announced a plan to sequence the genomes of 10,000 different animals. The project aims to learn more about the genetics of evolution. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The organizers of the project have the grand idea of reading the genetic heritage of all species, where everything comes from and how everything is related. To do that, they plan to start with vertebrates, the group that includes mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibian, and fishes. So far, the organizers have collected more than 16,000 samples that are suitable for sequencing. The specimens come from zoos, museums, and university collections around the world. Most of the actual DNA sequencing is several years off, not because it couldn't be done today, but because the cost of sequencing is still dropping rapidly, making it possible to contemplate such an ambitious project. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.
Our top story is tonight's finish to Major League Baseball's World Series. The New York Yankees have taken the crown, beating the Philadelphia Phillies in Game 6, 7-3. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.